The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You're very welcome back to The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock this evening. I am outside the gates of Leinster House and I am here with Cara Darmody, who is 14 years old. People will know Cara. She's been on the show with us before. She's in second year in school. I mean, she should be in school today, but she is not. She is here. Well, actually, I'll let her explain why she is here. Cara, thanks a million for speaking to us. Why are you here?
I'm here because the three previous Taoiseachs, Micheál Martin, Simon Harris and Leo Varadkar, promised me to make change. And unfortunately, that change did not come in the past. And I warned them that if they didn't make changes very soon, that I was going to be out here protesting on the street. And unfortunately, once again, they didn't stick to their promises and they kept breaking the law. And so now I'm out here protesting for 50 hours in the dirty, cold, damp, leafy streets of Dublin.
So what time did the protest start today?
It started at 10 a.m. today and then it's going to end at 12 p.m. on Thursday.
Okay, I mean, are you nervous about spending a kind of 2 and a bit days outside here, outside on the street in front of Leinster House?
I mean, it's definitely going to be tough, but I'm very lucky to have the best dad in the whole wide world with me. And I actually had a school tour last week where we had to camp overnight for 2 days, so I'm actually all prepared for it. So
that was a bit of practice.
Yeah, exactly, a bit of practice.
So tell me, the promises that have been made by the current Taoiseach and the previous two Taoiseach as well, they were around the assessment of needs. So
yes.
The Disability Act 2005 sets out a strict time limit, 6 months, within which a child who is suspected of having additional needs must be assessed when it comes to those needs. And it's almost never met. The odd occasion it is, but it's almost never met. Tell me a little bit about how that's impacted you and your family.
I suppose I have two severely autistic brothers, Neil, who is 12, and John, who is 8, and they're severely intellectually disabled, and they won't have a single English word in their brain. And it's very, very hard for me to, like, see my brother struggle every single day, and that, like, there's 14,000 children just like my brothers, actually 15,000 now, rotting on a waiting list that they should be getting within 6 months, but in most cases it takes over 5 to 6 years. And I've even heard cases where it takes 9 years. And, like, my parents could often go days without getting a tad bit of sleep. And it's so, so hard to see my parents sometimes struggling so badly as just a young child that just kind of wants to live her normal life. And it's very, very hard, I suppose, to watch my own brother struggle. And that motivates me to help so many people because I know how it feels to struggle.
Was this your idea to sleep out for 50 hours?
It was, yes, because last year I did a protest where once a week on a Tuesday morning, even during my summer break, I would get up at 4 a.m. to be protesting for 7 to 11 a.m. every single Tuesday. And I got 10 million euros worth of government funding for that in my own fund called Kairos Fund. But I suppose it's just not enough. And the waiting lists now are going exponentially in the wrong direction once again. And that there's going to be up to 25,000 people rotting on a waiting list by the end of this year, which will be a 10,000 increase in just the space of 7 months, which is absolutely horrendous. And that the government are saying that they're going to keep breaking the law, that the government are lawbreakers. They're not going to want to hear it, but they're lawbreakers. The only way to not be a lawbreaker is to start following the law and then set a timeline to when you're going to stop breaking the law and then move heaven and earth to make that happen. And unfortunately, I'm not going to stop till I get what I want.
You and I spoke when you were mounting that protest last year. You came into studio to us and you'd had a meeting, I remember at the time, with Simon Harris, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you and your dad were fairly positive about that meeting, that, you know, promises have been made and you were hopeful that they would be kept. How now do you look back at that meeting?
Well, look, he's a lovely person and he made promises to me at the time. And at the time, the 10 million euros was a big thing. But unfortunately, he didn't keep his two promises, which were one, that he would meet me again after the budget. And second of all, that he was going to help and work with me on this issue and grant more funding and blah 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 and basically just help me to fix the issue, and he didn't stick with either of those promises. So now I'm back with a bang, and I still expect him to keep his promises, because I expect someone to keep their promises when they make one, because it's very rare someone makes a promise, and when you make a promise you have to keep it in the real world. And I just expect him to keep his promises, even though he's a couple of months late now, because at the end of the day, credibility is everything. And I think, just as a young 14-year-old girl that just is learning in life, I think that if you don't keep your promises, like, your credibility is gone. And you're going to lose all your credibility and trust within people. And I just think that I expect him especially to follow his promises, and I would hope that he would meet me soon and help me work on this issue like he said he would before and end disability discrimination.
So before I talk to your dad, and we're going to speak to Claire Curran, a Sinn Féin TD as well in just a moment, I notice you've got a lot of books out here in front of you as well on the table. So you're in second year, no junior, sir, but I'm sure you've got end of year exams. Are you meant to be studying?
Yeah, basically I have to do a load of study because the exams start in like 6 days. And I'm definitely not where I need to be. I think I'll do good, and it's only second year, so I'm not too worried, but I still want to put in my best effort for the last week, so I have to study for a couple of hours every single day with the books outside here, because I mean, if I don't, I'm going to fail my exams, and I don't want to fail my exams. I have to get a 97% in the junior cycle and the leaving cert maths exams when I was in primary school.
So tell me, if there is no kind of positive development on foot of this protest, this 50-hour sleep out in front of the Dáil, will you keep up the protesting?
I absolutely will keep up my advocacy for 100% certain. And while I don't know what I'd be doing next, because I'm currently very focused on making progress with this specific 50-hour protest, and we're only like we're not even 5 hours into a big long protest. So right now, my focus is just getting through this protest and helping as many people as I can. But I won't be gone anytime soon.
Cara, thanks a million for chatting to us.
Thank you.
Cara's dad, Mark, is with me as well. Cara was putting it into kind of it very eloquently there as to why she is here and what she hopes to get out of it. We spoke to you as well, and I've mentioned this when chatting to Cara there, when you last were protesting, that weekly protest, and you had a meeting with Simon Harris and promises were made. How now do you at this point reflect on those promises?
Yeah, I suppose it's not just even Simon Harris, it's Leo Varadkar, it's also Taoiseach Martin, and it's also Simon Harris. They all make the same kind of problems. It's this generic, we're going to try and fix the problem, and we've just literally 5 minutes ago come out and heard the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, again. Is everything is what he needs to do. We need to recruit. We need to do this. He was telling us that 3 years ago in his office, and this is what he'll tell us when we meet him again, is that everything is what he needs to do, but we never ever see action. Unless he's willing to activate an immediate emergency plan and declare this a national emergency, everything that comes out of his mouth, I'm sorry to say it, is codswallop. Because everything he said, we've heard it before, 3 years ago, and he failed in everything he said. So just like from him, he's told us all this 3 years ago. And look, they just keep spitting out what they need to do, but they never actually do it. And even if he does, it's not going to be done in any type of emergency umbrella. So in other words, I hate to say this because Cara is so respectful to them, and they all like her on a personal level, but they just don't do action. It's as simple as that.
And why do you think that is? Like on some level, there'll be people listening and they'll think, they're bad people. They don't care about kind of the plight of children with additional needs or the vulnerable in society. I've often said, I'm not sure I buy that. You know what I mean? I think most people in Ezra House go in with the best of intentions, yet this is a persistent problem. This isn't new. I mean, this has been going on for years and years and years. That Disability Act is 2 decades old and that timeline has never been met. Why do you think it falls down the priority list so quickly?
Yeah, I would agree with what you just said there. I don't buy in 1% to this thing that there's somehow nasty people running our country who love damaging children. Democracy by its nature moves like a snail. It just does. And they're all the same here, unfortunately. They're all good people, decent people, but at the end of the day, they just don't do action. So this isn't a personal thing. This is, we're asking very, very simply, for the main ask is that you've got to change and treat it like an emergency. Cara tells a story, she told it this morning everywhere, about the burst pipe. That if you burst your pipe at home, the water is gushing out, you get the plumber immediately. You don't say, well, I'll put a cup under it and we'll talk about it and we need to get a plumber. You run out the door and you get it. They were not seeing that kind of action. So when we meet the Taoiseach, which I understand is going to happen quite shortly, is this one thing, are you going to declare it an emergency or not? And if the word is no, whatever comes out of his mouth, we don't want to hear. I'm going to be honest, because it's the same blah, blah, blah that he's told us before. So are you going to make it an emergency or are you not? And that's a very simple question.
And I know, again, you and I have spoken before, and you know, you would say, listen, it's not fair that Cara has to be out here, that anybody has to be out here protesting. But what do you say to people who think, you know, that she should be in school, that, you know, that that it's not maybe the place of a 14-year-old to be spending 50 hours out in the street to highlight this issue.
Yeah, well, number one, I actually agree that she should be in school. I'm the first person who actually thinks that, so we just get that out of the way. But she has asked us to like support her. But look at the national reaction today, that she thinks about the 25,000 children that are going to be there on that list by Christmas time. So if anyone's focus was on, you know, Cara putting a little bit of effort in, as she said here, and not on the permanent damage being done to 25,000 children, yeah, I'd love to talk to that person. But I don't think that there's anyone out there thinking like that. I think people are 100% behind her on this because they see the damage being done. But I mean, if you just think about this, and I'll just sum it up like this, that the cabinet's conduct in this case is so bad, they've actually managed to unite the opposition. I mean, well done, people. I mean, like, that's just incredible. How did you manage to achieve that? You put the opposition together because you've just treated children disgracefully. So yeah, I think there's big issues here.
Mark, thanks a million for speaking to us.
Anytime, anytime.
With me as well outside Leinster House is Claire Curran, Sinn Féin TD. Claire, thank you for taking the time as well to speak to us today. What was your reaction when you heard that Cara Darmody was back here again in Leinster House, in front of Leinster House, protesting?
Yes, well, look, unfortunately, Cara is having to take this time out to take 50 hours to protest outside Leinster House for the simple reason that the waiting lists and the figures and those struggling to access autism services is getting worse and worse. The truth is nothing has improved despite all of her advocacy and really hard work in relation to these issues. It is getting worse, and she's here very much to highlight that failure and to call on the government to act in terms of Cara's fund and in terms of that urgent workforce plan that we need to see.
Yeah, so talk to me a bit more about that plan. We've been very critical on our show of these failings, and they're ongoing now for two decades since the Disability Act came into force, and it's almost never hit that target. At the same time, people will think, how are they meant to solve this in the short term? Is there a short-term solution to a resourcing issue?
Well, there is one short-term measure the government could take tomorrow. I was contacted in March by a young person who's a fully qualified speech and language therapist, just as one example. She did her degree in Ireland. She had to go to England for her master's because they'd only take 30 students in UL in Limerick. So she went, she's come back. She's 10 months now waiting for recognition from CURU, which is the agency in which you have to be registered and recognised with before you can work. So she's a fully qualified speech and language therapist, sitting at home, willing to work, and unable to because of the long waiting time. So things like that can be corrected very quickly. And of course,
can they though? I mean, ideally we want to see them corrected very, very quickly, but you speak to people who do other things abroad, they do their teaching degree abroad, they do their nursing degree abroad, and they all experience the same delays. And on some level, we intuitively think, yeah, you can solve that quickly, but if it was a simple thing, surely someone would have done it by now.
The lady that was in touch with me had so much over and back and so much cost in terms of getting her paperwork, following this and that and the other, and so much paperwork. 10 months later, she trained and got her master's in England, not in Mozambique. You know, so I think we need to look at the qualifications in terms of England and Ireland at the very least. She is a fully qualified therapist, and the idea that she's sitting at home for 10 months when we are crying out for therapists is a major, major issue. But we also need to look at the places in our colleges. UL, for example, 30 places for those therapists is nowhere near enough if we're to meet the challenge that is there in terms of capacity and workforce.
So, I mean, that's what you think we could do in the short term. How confident are you we'll do any of those things, given, as I say, you think that the economic kind of roller coaster we've been on since 2005, and we've never managed to crack this nut?
Yeah, and look, that's very much what Cara's protest is about today, and the all-party cross opposition motion that will be taking place later this evening. It is about putting pressure on government. I mean, government aren't going to oppose the motion later today, but talk is talk. We need to see action, and it is our job as the lead party in opposition, working with the likes of Cara Darmody, to put the pressure on government to act, because far too many of our children are being failed, and it is having a real and lasting impact on their lives and on the lives of their families as well.
Before I let you go then, I mean, on some level people could stand back, and I'm sure they will be expressing the sentiment on the text line, and they'll say, you know, government TDs, government ministers, they don't care. I mean, I don't know about you, I'm not sure I actually buy into that they don't care. At the same time, it is a problem that has persisted, and you know, we seem no closer to a solution. What's your sense of why that is?
Yeah, well, look, it's clear to me the will isn't there. I think government can act when they want to, and talk is cheap. We do need to see action. I think if there is a willingness there on behalf of government, particularly in something as straightforward and basic as a workforce plan, we need that workforce plan if we are going to meet the need and the demand for these services, which the government are failing to do. If they are willing to do it, they can do it, and the opposition will work with them in any positive measures they agree to bring forward.
Claire Curran, Sinn Féin TD. Claire, thanks a million.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.